Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
From the time of Adam to the last person who ever will be redeemed, we've all been saved the same way. Faith in Jesus Christ. God's plan has never changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament, even in the tribulation period. It will never change. It's faith in Jesus Christ. Well, these men sang a new song that only they could sing. Singing before Christ. In the verse number 4 and 5, that's where I want to spend the rest of my time. These are separated unto Christ. They are different than anybody else that's ever walked on this earth. They're separated unto Christ, verse number 4. Let's read verses 4 and 5. These are they, talk about the 144,000. Again, I take this very literally. Which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Now, I read a few commentaries again this week. And that's why somebody asked me a week or so ago. Matter of fact, they are gone now. One of our snowbirds, and they left. And they said, "Brother, what commentary do you use to get your information from?" Well, I didn't give him the name of that commentary because there's some things in that commentary I don't quite agree with. Because I told you what commentators are. They're just commentators who puts their thoughts of what that verse means. And many commentaries would try to spiritualize this. Matter of fact, a lot of them would spiritualize this about these 144,000 being virgins. It talks about them. They're not serving false idols. They're not committing spiritual adultery. You're following? And because they're not committing spiritual adultery, well, they are virgins. Well, that's so great application. But I take it very literally that they are men, the Bible says, which were not defiled with women. Nothing wrong with marriage and all that. But these are men who are totally dedicated to God. And they've not been distracted during the tribulation period. During the tribulation period, it's going to be a difficult time as it is. Imagine having a wife and children during the tribulation period and having to care for them and trying to protect them. And if you're a believer and trying to feed them and clothe them somehow during all this rough time, it'd be tough. But these guys don't have, quote unquote, family and wives to take care of. It's just them and the Lord. Remember Paul, the Apostle Paul, talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, I think it is, about marriage. It was a great chapter on marriage and divorce, and asked Paul these awesome questions. As a matter of fact, when you study the book of 1 Corinthians, there are about 11 or 12 questions that the church at Corinth asked the Apostle Paul. And each time Paul would say, "Now concerning where you have wrote," or concerning this, because they asked Paul some questions. And one of the questions was, "Paul, what about my wife or husband who they're an unbeliever? And they, you know, what do we do? We're saved and they're a believer. Do we just get rid of them?" And Paul said, "Well, now concerning these things, whereof you wrote me," and including there in chapter number 7, he talks about virgins. He said, "Now if you're unmarried," or you go a little farther, boy, that's a whole nother study, "or even if you're divorced and you're gone from a wife, don't remarry. If you do, as unto the Lord." But he says, "In this present moment, if you're not married, because of the tribulation, the persecution that's come upon us, I would highly recommend you stay single." You're like me. Paul was single. That's a whole nother story, I believe. Let me throw this. I'm going to get real controversial this morning since we're talking about these virgins. I believe Paul was a married man. Not only is Paul a married man, he had children. How do you know that? Because he's on the Sanhedrin, and history books tells us that on the Sanhedrin, you had to be married because you're passing the death penalty. They just didn't put anybody on the Sanhedrin council. You had to be married, and you had to have children because there's some wisdom coming with families and all. When Paul, Saul of Tarsus, trusted Christ as a Savior on that road to Damascus, "Lord, who art thou, Lord?" Remember that? And the Lord said, "Why kickest against the pricks?" And he said, "Lord, what will thou have me to do?" He was saved instantly on sight. Well, we read in the book of Philippians, he lost everything. Paul didn't only lose his friends, he lost his family. He said, "I count it all but dung that I may win Christ." Even it's true even today that when somebody, whether they're from the Jewish family or a Muslim family or other, Danny's in Thailand as we speak. He can tell you stories about the people who saved out of Buddhism. Did I say that right? Buddhism? Yeah. Tim's here. He can tell you stories. Saved out of Buddhism. And some of the families, you're dead to us. Because you're called a Christian. Whether it's Jewish or Islamic or some Buddhist, that family member is dead to them. That's what happened to the Apostle Paul, I believe. But he told the people, the church of Corinth, I want you to be as I, remain as I, unmarried, so that you could serve God and be faithful to him. Well, that's another reason that I take this very literally in Revelation chapter number 14, that these are young men who've never been with women. Of course, these would be young fellas. But they've totally, how were they won to the Lord? I'm glad you asked. By the two witnesses. Remember the two witnesses? They go throughout Jerusalem and all and sharing the truth about Jesus. Well, these young men were saved and a seal was put upon them. Verse number 4 says, they which were not defiled were women, for they are virgin. And then the rest of that verse, these are they which followeth the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. I hope you get that. Because they don't have a family, they don't have a wife, they don't have a child, they don't have any kids. They could go into all the world. Literally, we're going to find out later that look in verse number 6, that every nation and kindred and tongue and people, these 144,000 will go into all the world, and they will be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to every nation, every tongue, every kindred. Now, hold on to your britches here. I do not believe in speaking in tongues, okay? I can't hardly speak English, okay? But you know what I'm talking about, those unknown tongues. That's the gift that is done away with. But however, during the tribulation period, God will, we read in the book of Joel, the prophecy in the book of Joel, where these 144,000 will be given that gift, where they will be able to have these tongues that they can go into different parts of India or Africa or wherever, Thailand, these other little tribes that have never been reached the gospel. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tribes of people that's never heard the gospel because the people can't speak their language. Are you following? The Bibles haven't been printed in their language. God's going to give this 144,000 this gift that they could go and they'll be protected. Nobody can harm them. Are y'all following? There's a lot going on here. That they can go wherever the Lamb tells them to go. We'll get to this other part a little bit. This says they were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and unto the Lamb. This is where I want to spend the rest of the morning, with this thing about first fruits. I have that circled in my Bible, this thing about first fruits. They are separated unto God. They're redeemed. They were purchased. But this 144,000, they were sealed. In other words, they could not die. They lived through the tribulation in their physical bodies. Are you following? I'm not asking you to believe it. I'm asking you just to follow it. And by the time I'm done, if you don't believe what I'm saying, you've been wrong before. Okay? They've been sealed. They go through the tribulation period. They are standing with Jesus Christ on Mount Zion. They survived the tribulation period. And he says, these are the first fruits. Now, anytime there's something about first fruits, that means there's more to follow. First fruits is mentioned in the book of Exodus and the book of Leviticus, and we know about first fruits, the harvest of the first fruits. Matter of fact, I was going to talk about Ruth and time's getting away. Remember the gleanings in the field in the book of Ruth? There's parts of a harvest. There's first fruits, there's the main harvest, and then there's the gleanings. That's what we call the harvest, or if we want to refer to the resurrection. Okay, these will be the first fruits in their physical bodies. They're going to live forever. They're never going to die. The first fruits. That means there must be some that follows them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.